Hi, welcome back to Package Management and Workflow Automation. We are here for Module 4.
That's right, 4.
Workflow automation in Node.js and web applications. I don't want to exclude those because even though they might be Node or NPM based, we're going to be looking at Grunt and Gulp in this module and possibly something special from Jeremy at the end of this as well.
We're going to move kind of quick on this one.
Going to move quick.
By the way, so it's a good thing it's recorded. You can always go back and watch it in 0.8x.
And I definitely recommend, there's some slides here that I think, watch this, download it, try to install a couple of things on there, go back, look at the slides, make sure it all makes sense. Because sometimes the first time going through, it doesn't all piece together, it helps to get the slides and go back over it again. We're going to make sure those are all posted. I have a little bit of the source code from today posted up on, I'm going to go to my GitHub site here. github.com/AdamTuliper and repositories. I posted a couple here with Gulp, Bower, and Basic, Bower, and Grunt. So a Grunt demo and a Gulp demo as well. So as such, today we're going to be doing Grunt, Gulp, and I kind of ruined the special surprise at the end, but you didn't see that. All right, what is Grunt? Grunt is a JavaScript task runner that operates on files. Those files could be installed from your Bower packages, or it could be installed from your NPM node packages, or it can just be files that you create. They are repetitive tasks that you don't want to do every single time. And we'll look at some examples of that, because you might think, well, I use Visual Studio now and everything, it just kind of works for me. What's the use of doing this? And we looked at some of the cool packages you can bring in on through NPM and also through Bower, things that are used to a great extent in the web world that are some really good packages. And we're going to see a couple of those shortly here. Grunt is installed via NPM. It is configuration-based, which is going to be different than Gulp, we'll see, which is a streaming build system, they call it. Grunt works off of files. And the important file here, so we've looked at in the past, we looked at package.json. We looked at bower.json for Bower. Now the two files that are going to matter here are going to be Grunt file and gulpfile.js. So they're not JSON files, they're JavaScript files. And the idea is that you create these tasks and ideally the output of these tasks are new files. It's a file-based system. It operates on something and ideally creates some sort of output. It doesn't have to. I mean, if you wanted to report on something, it could do that as well. Typically, you see output files, but it doesn't have to be that way. This is an important difference from Gulp, and we'll see when we go to Gulp. This probably isn't going to make sense too much to start now. Grunt operates on files, creates intermediate files, reads those, create new files, whereas Gulp is a streaming system that you can pipe things from one to the next. So let's go through Grunt, and then we'll get to Gulp shortly. Why a task runner? Isn't MS Build okay? Weren't we okay with the tools in Visual Studio to do things on like pre-build or post-build? Again, there's packages that are used by much of the web world out there that we might not be using yet in Visual Studio. If it's any, let's just say that jQuery uses Grunt to build jQuery. So there's one good reference there if you're looking for references. You can also integrate it with Visual Studio. So we'll look at the command line and Visual Studio. And this does some really cool things with common tasks like minification, uglification, which is really minification. But you can do some other things there like creating source maps, which are used to debug your minified JavaScript files. Gruntjs.com/plugins. And let's just go to gruntjs.com while we're here. Directions on here, API, plugins. And we'll see that some of the top ones here, right? Downloads in the last 30 days. To clean files and folders, to uglify. We're going to look at an uglify demo today. Copying, watching. So it basically can say, hey, if there's any changes to my JavaScript files, go ahead and run some task. Check your JavaScript syntax. There's one for checking your HTML syntax. There's so many really, really cool plugins here. Things that you don't have to do manually. So let's look real briefly at installing Grunt. And I'm going to show you just a couple common commands here that you can kind of read. So you'll see what we're going to do here. Hopefully you can see this guy. With Grunt first, you want to use npm to install the Grunt command line interface globally, so to say. So of course, this relies on having a node and npm installed. So Grunt CLI, the command line interface for Grunt. Then in your particular folder, you're going to want to do your npm init. So let's go ahead and create one here. Let's go. We'll call this grunt one, cd grunt one. npm init, as Jeremy was showing earlier, we'll just accept our defaults here. Easy enough. Yes, that looks brilliant. Thank you for that, helper. All right, after we have that, npm install grunt dash dash save dash dev. This is not something that we want going into production. This is something that we are using for to help our development workflow here. And there we go. That is what we need at a very base level for grunt so far. Now, we don't have a grunt file.js. So we're going to get to that at our next step here. So, oopsie, let's carry on with what the grunt file.js is. Grunt file.js contains a wrapper function. All of your code inside your grunt file.js is contained within inside what's called wrapper function. So everyone's going to fit this common format there, module.exports equals function grunt. Secondly, your task configuration here, you have all of the parameters specified in your grunt file.js that looks like this JSON settings here, uglify, there's particular options for that plugin, dist, source that you're going to use, your destination, and this syntax here can refer to other tasks. We'll look at this for the very last demo we're going to do for grunt today. So the wrapper, then you have your tasks configuration. Now you need to load your plugins and tasks. When you install your grunt plugins, you install them typically through npm. So grunt.load your npm tasks. This is something that you would have had to have done, npm install grunt contrib uglify. For example, npm install grunt contrib uglify. And I should have actually done dash dash save dev. I can update it with that, no problem. Then we have our custom tasks. So you can make this anything you want. If you want to run grunt at the command line, grunt my task, you would define some sort of custom task. If you don't define any kind of task, you can just run grunt and it looks for a task named default inside of your grunt file. So we're going to look at an example of using the grunt file here. So let's do exploring grunt file. So this is a typical grunt file here. In fact, let's open this inside of Visual Studio or Sublime. We'll do Visual Studio here because I think the syntax is going to be a little bit clearer looking. We will open this with Visual Studio 2013. There we go. I like my coloring and syntax highlighting here. So this is our wrapper function, as I mentioned. Everything else goes inside of here. Here's our config settings. So we can tell this is going to use uglify. And then any task that we install, so anything that would appear in npm, for example, inside of our package.json, if we look at our dependencies here, we have grunt, which we're using. Grunt contrib uglify. So any of these tasks, we actually have to load. And so that's what this is. We're saying, hey, this is an npm task. We got to load it up. Now, this is where we register what we're going to do. Again, if we're going to call something on the command line, grunt space, you could type default. You could type some custom task. Let's go ahead and run this. We'll go to this folder since this is already all set up for us here. We've got a grunt file, we have our node modules, and we have jQuery installed here. If I run grunt, it's going to choose the default task in there. Now, if we look at our default task, what does it say default is going to do? Default is going to run uglify. Well, what is uglify? That's something that I know because I brought in the uglify plugin here, it's going to run uglify. I don't have to specify that. I could do something like this, for example, function Let's just do a console.log. Save that. Come back here to command line. And you see right here, this is a test. So initially, I had this pointing to a dependency function. So I want to run the default task, and when you do that, I just want you to run Uglify when somebody calls grunt at the command line without specifying a task name. If you want to specify a task name, you can call us whatever you want. So here I've created one called custom task that just does another console log. So let's come over here and we just say grunt custom task. And there we go, running a custom task. So it's super, super easy. Again, your wrapper function, these are the settings for any of the plugins. I used Uglify at the beginning, and it said we're going to read in a source jQuery file, which was a Bower package that I installed, jQuery. It read our source jQuery file, Uglified it, in other words, it minified it, took out all the spaces and all that, and wrote it to this location. So let's see what's at that location. www root jQuery min. That is an 83 kilobyte file, and it initially took our jQuery.js, which was a 242 kilobyte file. So the Uglify, in other words, the minification, saved a ton of space on there. And Uglify has a whole bunch of options that you can read about on the net that you can do. You can replace variable names in there to kind of obfuscate your code. All sorts of different options. You can generate a source map file. So if you want to do JavaScript debugging on there, you can use that as well. Really, really cool options on there. All right, now Task Runner Explorer. The Task Runner Explorer is something from Visual Studio. And let's bring in this guy here. Now, Task Runner Explorer, let's look on the net. Task Runner Explorer exists in Task Runner Explorer. This is there in Visual Studio 2015. In 2013, you just go ahead and you download the Task Runner Explorer. And this automatically recognizes grunt files and gulp files. So what we can do here is take this particular file that is in this folder here. We have a gruntfile.js, and if I open up a new, I'm in Visual Studio 2013, so I'm going to create a new empty project here. We'll do a website, and we'll just do this at just a shorter directory, make it a little easier to command line. All right, let's bring in our grunt file into this. And then we need to do a couple things to initialize here. We've got to install Bower and initialize it, so let's do that. Open up a command line. Now I haven't created my my package.json file, so I'm just going to install these without the --- save dev right now. We're just going to concentrate just on grunt right now. Reason I'm doing the npm install Bower is because we're going to use Bower to install jQuery here. This will take 1 second. We'll init it to create our own Bower.json, accept all defaults here. Okay, that looks good. Perfect. Now we will do an install of jQuery, so clear this. Bower install jQuery --save. All right, let's go back to the web app here and view all files. Refresh this. Now, if we look at the Task Runner Explorer, give it a second to refresh this here. And open our file. Fail to load, see output. Let me look at output here.
Do you have Grunt CLI installed?
Grunt CLI is installed, should be installed, although it does say fail to load. Oh, hold on 1 second here. It might be a good call.
Yeah, it doesn't see that.
Oh, you know what? I didn't do a local grunt install. So with Grunt, you need two things required. So you need a global npm install grunt-cli-g, which I've already done. This already exists on my machine. A grunt CLI install. Then secondly, of course, in your particular application itself, you do npm install grunt. Just like we installed Bower, I forgot to do the grunt install there. So we'll install that. Task runner explorer. And let's see if this will, there we go. There it refreshes it. So the important thing is if you want to use Grunt in Visual Studio, you need to, or in any project, you need to actually install Grunt to be able to use it.
Interesting.
And we can see how it parses out the task here. There's my default task. And here we have our custom task. So if I want to run custom task, I can right click and say run. There we go, running a custom task. Right click and run our default task here. And here's my default task. Now you can bind these two different options. If I want to build my website and run default after build, I can do that. And I come in here and build my website. And this will actually go ahead and kick that off after build here. Now, what does it do? Build. There's actually some attributes that get added, which for some reason is actually not showing up in a second. Give me 1 second here. There's my binding. Let me just add trigger one change here. And reload this file. This might be because I don't have any binders in here right now. So what you'll see is there's just a little dash dash comment that it adds on the top that tells it what to bind each task to. So for example, if I do this to a clean, build clean solution. Yeah, that's interesting. My attributes aren't getting added here. Typically, you'll see right up top here, it will say after build.
Maybe you need to hit save, and maybe it can't open it and save it because you've got it.
Well, let's try that one more time. It's tracking them here, which is interesting. Bindings, clean. Let's do that after build as well. And build. Well, anyway, it is tracking it. That's how it tracks it. So I have to figure out why it's not saving there. But the important thing I just want to show there is that you can assign these to any particular build steps that you're used to. You don't have to run them manually. You can say this is going to run after build or before build. And the parsing that happens automatically. So you,
in case it helps to have an example, I use this for one scenario where I'm working on my application in Visual Studio, but I want to see it run on an IoT device. And so every time I change anything about my code whatsoever, I want to send it to that device. And so I have a task that's just going to send the code out to the device, and I have that happen after build. And so all I have to do is hit Control-Shift-B to build my project. I don't want to do F5 because that's going to try to run it, and I don't want to run it, I just want to build it. So I hit Control-Shift-B to build it, and in the process of building it, it also sends all the code out to this remote device, and then it's ready to go with the next iteration of my code.
If you are an ASP.NET developer, raise your hand. So speaking of actual demos, I have a quick demo to show how you can use Gulp with Bower for something that is kind of real world for an ASP.NET developer. So next, our next demo is actually using Grunt and Bower together. Did I say Gulp a second ago?
You did.
Why did I say that?
I'm not sure why you said that.
I don't know why I said that either. You know why I said that? Because today is
April Fool's Day.
April Fool's Day. We're going to go ahead and I do have the demo to show you. And I actually have that up on GitHub as well. We're going to do a new project, and we're going to do a new ASP.NET 5 web project. And we're going to call this Grunt first for April 1st. Empty ASP.NET 5. And then I have a couple files here we're going to bring in. We're going to do a, while that's initializing my project, all right, so we've got a couple files here I'm going to bring in. I've got my Bower, my grunt file, my package.json. And let's see if this finished here. All right, so this grunt file here, Notice that this relies on a bunch of different packages here. So if we go to our package.json, we've got all these dependencies here. So let me just go off to a command line here to start. And as you'll see, we've got to, first of all, we've got to install all of our NPM packages and all of our Bower packages. And the cool thing that we can do is we both shown you earlier for both Grunt and for both NPM and Bower. We can just go ahead and run NPM install and a Bower install, and that will do everything for us. So let's go off to a command line. And we're going to do NPM install. And I'm just going to go ahead and type Bower install enter for when that finishes. Because what we're going to do is we're going to real quick look at what this is going to do. So we have a couple different files here. This is going to restore, it's going to bring in jQuery for us. And the idea is that we're going to want to take, let's look down at our task that we're loading here. So we're registering our NPM tasks. So we've got JSHint, although I think I commented the JSHint out here. This is going to check our JavaScript for syntax errors. Then we've got a concat, which is going to take multiple files and bring them into one. Then we can uglify it. We have a Bower task, which will actually look at our Bower and figure out what to pull in from our Bower files. And then we have the one that was actually one of the most popular, just to clean stuff up. So let's look at, if we do grunt the command line, our default task does what? Well, it runs Bower. Our Bower is actually just going to simply look for our main Bower file. Remember I said that with our all of our Bower projects here, if I say open this folder and look at my Bower components, I go into, say, jQuery, for example. If I look at its Bower JSON, that's the main file. So what this is going to do is going to go into every single one, pull out its main file, copy to a temp folder. After we copy those out in our Bower task, we're going to concat them. So we're going to take all of our JavaScript files, smash them together. Then we're going to uglify them. So then we're going to strip out all the extraneous stuff from there and really compact it. And then we're going to clean out our temp files, because as I said earlier, Grunt works on files. We're doing these temp files, doing something to them, creating new files. So let's see if our stuff finished here. This looks good. Bower install, all of our NPMs installed, except this one right here. Contrib clean. Let's hope everything else installed okay. We'll give this a whirl, shall we? Another thing, too, is with the built-in support for grunt file and our package JSON, our Bower files and our package JSON, if you make changes to those files, it would actually install them all automatically. So if I was to come into my package JSON, add something, it would go through and make sure these are all restored as well. I just chose to do it to command line. It was just easier to run the NPM install and Bower install. All right, so now let's go ahead and make sure we didn't forget any dependencies here. Task Runner Explorer. Do a quick refresh. There we go. Okay, we see a couple different tasks here, our default. Now I can run this to the command line by just typing grunt. Grunt is going to run the default task. I can do that, or I can do it from the Task Runner Explorer. So if we want to do it at the command line, we can simply say grunt. Or I can just run the exact same thing from here. I'll show you from here because we get the output right here as well. There's our temp folders. Let me see if I can quick jump up so you can see what's going on. There's a temp folder right there. Another temp folder just got created. So it copied things there, and then it's running uglified and done. Our output should go into our www root folder. And there we go. We actually just took Angular and jQuery and put them both into one file here and created a map file, which is used for debugging. Since this, the syntax here is all like that, you can't really read it. It's very hard to debug, and so one of the techniques is you can create a map file to debug it. So that's one use here in a Visual Studio project. We'll look at another one with Gulp that does a slightly bit more, but here we just concatenated them, put everything into one file, minified it, and we're set to go. All right, next, let's move on to Gulp. Very similar concepts, very similar how things work. The ideas behind the scenes, there are, of course, two different products, and Grunt and Gulp operate very differently. Grunt was essentially you had your configuration set up, and you worked on files, which you can still work on files, but the way you handle them in intermediate steps is different inside of Gulp. So Gulp is also a JavaScript task runner. You install your plugins via NPM. The idea here is that it's code-based. Now, if you saw with Grunt, we had a configuration-based system. We had those config settings. In Gulp, everything is code-based. And it's also a stream-based system. What does that mean? Well, you can do things like this. You can read in, so for example, a bunch of files here, gulp.source. Then you can pipe those to some other function. And this is without creating all of these different intermediate files. Some of these functions might create files that they work off of, but they don't have to. You can take the results of this and send it to the results of this. If this creates files, you can actually take those files and send that result right to here. So you can copy script them, you can uglify them, you can then concat them all and then write them out. It's very readable. It's like it's kind of like a fluent API in a sense, very readable down the lines. My preference, I like the syntax of Gulp better. Maybe it's just because it fits more what I've been used to doing in some of the fluent API with C#. So installing Gulp, let's look at that real quick here. A couple basic commands here. There is no basic CLI that you'll get. Let me make this a little bit bigger so you can see it here. NPM install gulp-g. There is no, like we had Grunt CLI, there is no Gulp CLI. This is a global install of Gulp. In any particular folder that you want Gulp installed to, you do npm install Gulp and save it to your npm package.json file. So npm install Gulp, that's all you need to do. If we choose a particular folder here, let's go back. Call this gulp first, cd gulp first. And we say npm install. Actually, we'll just do an npm init to create that file. And enter. Then after we've created our package JSON file, which is what the npm init just did, we can say npm install gulp dash dash. That's a dev dependency. What's the real difference between saving and saving dev? As we talked about, one saves to a dependency. That saves to a dependency area in your JSON file. That saves to a dev dependency. The difference is you can choose which ones to use when you go to production or not. Otherwise than that, basically everything works the same. When you do a gulp install with no parameters, it looks at both and installs everything for you. I'm sorry, a bower install or an npm install. So here we install gulp. That's it. So gulp is installed into this project. Now that's installed as a node module. We still need to do something to use it. Now in order to do that, Gulp uses a gulpfile.js and has a very basic API. If you know these particular things here, you basically know the majority of everything inside of Gulp. You have a source, which is a, and we're going to look at most of these here, that represents some sort of file or files. You have a glob, which is a pattern or a path to one or more files. It could be a wildcard to bring in all files. Pipe, how you want to redirect things from task to task to task. Destination, which is essentially going to write out your file somewhere. A task, which is a very similar in idea to the task that we looked at with Grunt. And watch. The cool thing is you can watch something for change. You can say, hey, watch all my JavaScript files, and if you see any change, go ahead and process a task for me. You don't have to wait till build. It just is automatically happening behind the scenes. All right, so let's look at exploring gulpfile.js and modifying bower package sources. And to speed this up, I do have a 2015 project here. Let's open the gulp solution and walk through what this does. Perfect. And this, by the way, is up on GitHub. Like I said, if you go to github.com/AdamTulper, you'll find the source code to this, as well as the Grunt demo that we just did, both ready to go for Visual Studio 2015. So let's start from the bottom here. We'll look at our package.json and our bower.json. Our bower.json simply has installed jQuery and Angular. So if we look at the actual folders here, inside of our bower components, Angular and jQuery. So of course, we're going to pull in some files from that. And then let's look at our package.json. Package.json has gulp and as well as a bunch of gulp tasks. So let's go over to one thing that we didn't look at, gulp. Docs, plugins, so many, many plugins available. And some of these are, they're well-maintained. Gulp is kind of like the new kid on the block, so to say. And again, Grunt worked off of files. Gulp has this kind of new streaming system. So there's, depending on what you like, there are very well-known projects that use both of them.
I like Gulp better.
Do you? Yeah, I like the syntax better.
Unabashedly, yeah.
So we're gonna use gulp concat, smash files together, be able to filter out some things that we're doing, uglify, and be able to access our main Bower files, whatever is listed for jQuery as its main files, whatever is listed for Angular as its main files, and one called gulp inject. So let's look right at gulpfile.js. Now this is a little bit different. This might match more of kind of what Jeremy was talking about earlier. Right here, gulp, require gulp, and this is where we're loading up our different plugins here. Concat, filter, uglify, and inject. We're loading up our main Bower files, which allows us to look in our Bower plugins and pull out whatever the main files are. And that's really easy to use. It's literally, we call main Bower files, and that grabs a list of all of our main Bower files from all of our Bower packages. In other words, every single thing in here, in every plugin, in every Bower package we're using, everything listed as main, it's just pulled that out in one line of code and, into this array here. So let's go down and start for what really is our default task. We can have a task dependent upon another task. So we're saying here that our default task, which just like grunt is what happens when you run gulp at the command line. It's gonna look for something called default. And the first thing we're gonna do before we ever run this code is we're gonna run concat and uglify. Now, if you have something else here, my other task, for example, these two tasks here will actually run in parallel. Very important to be aware that this first one will run before everything here, but if you have more than one, they will run in parallel unless you list them as a dependency of another one. So right here, we are saying this must finish before you run default. So the sequence of events here is important to think about. So this guy is going to run concat and uglify. Let's find that task, which, as you can imagine, is going to, concat and uglify our code. Pull in every main file. If we don't find any, we're going to exit. Now, get us all of our JavaScript files that happens to be in all of our main files we just pulled in. Now, source, as I mentioned, just simply looks at, let's go back to that slide there so you can see. Source, it's an incoming file glob, returns a stream of files. So this brings in those files. Next, we're sending them over to filter them out by a JS file extension. And here, we're going to concatenate them all into something called third-party scripts. So we're taking the AngularJS and jQuery, and we're concatenating them. Then we're going to take the result of that and just pipe it right out to this uglify function. Then we're going to write them out to an app folder. And then we're going to do essentially the same thing for CSS, but I'm not going to worry about CSS here. This demo is just going to do JavaScript files for us. So again, the output is an app folder. So let's go ahead and open folder in File Explorer. Okay, let's delete this app folder. Very good. Oh, by the way, once that's done, we're going to look at everything under www.root, which is an index.html. And this is pretty cool. All right, so first we're going to concat and uglify. That was this whole task above. Then we're going to look at any of our HTML files underneath www.root, and we're going to do this plugin where we inject all of our JavaScript files that we're using into that destination file. Well, we know that we're going to take Angular and jQuery and smash them all together in one file. Well, what's that new URL going to be, and how do we update our files? We can do it manually. We certainly can do that. But this does it automatically for us. Like, look in index.html here, and notice, that's all I need to put in there for this plugin to work. Inject all the JavaScript stuff we're finding, and write it out then, the finished version, in place again to www.root. Let's go ahead and run our default task. There we go, jQuery and Angular, found those. And gulp inject one files in index.html. Let's reload this. Load up index.html. Look what happened. So it's completely minified and concatenated, minified both jQuery and Angular, wrote out this script file, and then automatically injected the script to it as a tag right here. So I could put this on a post-build event, automatically process all my JavaScript files, and don't have to worry about it at all. It worked really, really, really smooth. Pretty neat, huh?
Yep.
All right. So grunt and gulp, check them out on the net. Some really cool tutorials out there. Check out my spot on GitHub for both demos that I just showed with grunt and gulp. Jeremy?
You want me to talk about Yeoman?
Sure.
Okay. We're going to make this really quick, but we're going to talk about a utility called Yeoman that's kind of sits next to these other ones, has a completely different function. This is not another task runner. Yeoman is a way of, it's equivalent to Visual Studio project templates. It's a way of just creating a new application that somebody has determined this is a good baseline. This is a good place to start for this kind of application. The way that it works is resting on the other technologies. So when you're at your prompt there, you can, first of all, you want to install Yo globally. I won't do that now. I've already got it done. You also then want to globally install one or more generators. And the generators have names like, they all start with generator dash, for the most part at least. And they'll have names like generator dash web app is a popular one. Or there's one called gulp web app that uses the technology that you were just talking about. Now, I've already got Yo installed. Yo is like short for Yeoman. And you can see that it's listing the generators that I have installed on this machine. So I have the Angular generator, I have the web app generator, I have a simple site generator, a Mocha generator. I have all of those generators, and I can just run one of those, and it will build that application for me wherever I'm at. And you can see that Yeoman gives me a whole menu here, so it allows me to install generators from the menu, update the generators that I have from the menu here, or get me out of here and back to the command prompt. So the way that we would do this is we would make a directory, like I'll make this directory called W2, and then there's nothing in this directory. See, how many times do I have to do that to prove it? And then I can just say yo, and then I would do something, for instance, yo web app, and, oh, actually, they don't have that generator installed, so I would say yo gulp. This is the name without the word generator on the beginning of it. Yo gulp web app. And when I generate this, I can skip the install, and because I want you to see the difference, the amount of time that it takes to actually generate it versus the amount of time that it takes to do the NPM and Bower installs, okay? So I'm gonna go up here, and it's giving me a nice interactive UI here. I can turn off SAS and say I don't care about that or that, but I do want Bootstrap. So I'm using the spacebar for both of those. I just want Bootstrap, enter, and it's done. It's done. Now if I go look, it has flushed out this project for me.
You have a gulp file there, you don't have to worry about creating it manually?
That's right.
Because by default, grunt and gulp, there's no built-in command to create it manually. You have to download a plugin to do it.
And I even have tasks, look at that. Tasks are all
brilliant.
Flushed out. So it's given you a really good place to start for the project. You don't want to start from scratch on any project. We're further along than that. Now, I would now have to NPM install and Bower install, but both of those would take a while. So what I've done is I've generated one already for us. So this one already has the node modules and Bower modules installed. Now, you mentioned gulp watch, right? Mm-hmm. That one that looks at the file system, and when anything changes, it runs a task. Well, watch this. I'm going to run this task called gulp serve, and it's going to run all the dependent tasks. There we go. Let's condition the styles. Let's minify. Let's uglify. Let's whatever we need to fi. And in a little bit, it's going to say, okay, cool, I'm done with all of that, and now let's launch your browser. It automatically launched my browser for me, and there it is. That's the template. That's the template that I just installed and generated an app. Notice I just called it simply W, so it just says W there.
It's W.
And it's splendid. It's splendid. That's what it is. Hello, it's splendid. Now, notice up here that I've got a button that says about. Well, let's go try something real quick. Now, this is busy. It's watching, right? I can't touch this right now. So I'm going to open up a new directory window. And I'm going to look into, see the app folder? I'm going to look into app, see the index.html. I'm going to vim the index.html. And then I'm going to go to right here where it says about. About. Let's call that roundabout. Roundabout. See if I can remember my Vim commands. Okay, I just saved that. Now let me just flip over to Internet Explorer and look at that. It already says roundabout. It was watching, and when I hit save, or colon WQ in Vim, it automatically refreshed this and refreshed it in the browser for me. So,
awesome.
Yeah, some really pretty cool functionality in there. So that's Yeoman in a nutshell. Like I said, I was going to go quick on that, and we're going to wrap up this module.
But it's enough to know that you don't have to do this all by hand. Yeah, no grep file by hand, no gulp file by hand. Yeah.
Yeah, all the stuff that you may have been doing for maintenance, you know, that the stuff that gulp and grunt will do for you, let it do it for you. And all the stuff that you've done for creating a project, let Yo do it. Yeoman.
Very good. We'll be back in a few minutes with the next, last, and final module.
There you go.
See you shortly.